Welcome to the Pinnacle 5 podcast series. I'm Summer Yeiser, the host of this series of information and advice on financial topics. Our topic for this podcast is the five elements of cash management to help business owners achieve strong cash flow. Our guest today is Chip Higgins. Chip is the business banking team leader at Pinnacle Financial Partners. Chip, you lead a team that works almost exclusively with small businesses less than $5 million in revenues. When you have a new relationship, what do you typically find in terms of their approach to cash management?
Some or too many are accustomed to viewing cash flow management as a band-aid product like a short-term loan, rather than as an integral part of the way they do business.
First, give us a quick summary of the five elements you're going to talk about, and then get into more detail on each, please.
The first thing to consider is projected sales growth. The next is managing gross margins. Third, managing overhead expenses. Next, looking at the company's payment and collection systems, including what they're doing with fraud prevention. And finally, assuring the right level of capital expenditures and debt structure. So let's talk first of all about sales growth. Strong cash flow is most dependent on a company's profitability, so that's where we like to start the conversation, talking about growth. Some things that we like to know are, what are the revenue growth plans? What are the marketing plans and sales objectives to support the revenue goals? It's also important to understand the dynamics in that company's industry. Is the industry experiencing rapid growth like a pharmaceutical industry, little growth like traditional retail, or declining market share like newspapers? Often people in the business have very good insights about their industry, but the bank is also able to bring access to its information sources.
So, Chip, what gets the most weight in determining potential growth? Is it the company's track record, the revenue they hope to achieve, or the forces of the industry?
Growth is really all about the future and the opportunities the company sees and the dynamic forces of the industry that they're in. Some opportunities can be acted upon very quickly based on the way that the company has evolved over time, but others might take some retooling and tough decisions by the owners to part with past practices. Another critical aspect of strong cash flow is managing gross margins. When we say gross margins, we're basically talking about the cost of the product or service sold. And some questions that we like to ask as we think about gross margins are, how solid are the vendor relationships, the people that are supplying the product that you sell? Are they open to negotiation? What's that relationship like? Is there equalizing or mitigating power in the relationship? And is the business hampered or constrained by guaranteed prices and fixed contracts? We talk about managing overhead expenses. It's interesting that it seems like that would be a given for any business, but you'd be surprised at the number who don't scrutinize their expenses and find ways to keep overhead as low as possible. It's really easy for unnecessary or unmonitored expenses to creep into a business. We typically recommend that businesses use third-party firms that do annual audits and market comparisons to make sure they're not paying too much, duplicating services, or being overbilled. In the end, the most important factor is that the business has a comprehensive understanding of all the pieces of their overhead and a commitment to reduce it if possible. Technology is a huge part in this, and the way it minimizes personnel costs while maintaining effectiveness. In our industry, technology also reduces fixed costs of delivery with online access versus traditional branches, and that can be said of a lot of industries such as retail and online shopping. The fourth point is to be sure you have the right payment and collection systems and the appropriate fraud prevention in your business. The old adage is, buy low, sell high, then collect early and pay late, and it's a great recipe for business success. When we talk about payment systems, some of the criteria for payment systems, with today's technology, can be billed electronically by vendors and pay them electronically as well via ACH on the exact date of the invoice, which frees up cash for other things in the meantime. Products that can help accelerate your collections, things like remote deposit capture, merchant services, and ACH, and your financial advisor can walk you through these if you need more information about each of them. Finally, the issue of fraud prevention. Few businesses are well capitalized enough to absorb large frauds or theft.
What are the most frequent ways that businesses experience fraud, and how can these tools help prevent that?
An extremely high percentage of small businesses are defrauded at some point by employees. Many of them are longtime trusted employees. Today's banking services make it easier than ever to install dual controls, checks and balances to keep that from happening. The other very real and imminent threat is cybercrime, which is sensitive data in your computer systems that can be breached and used to defraud you. We've done a lot of work with clients in this area recently to make it as difficult as possible for criminals to access your sensitive data. The final point is evaluating decisions about capital expenditures and debt structure very carefully. Cash can be eaten up quickly by a business with the capital expenditures that they make, and the right debt structure can make all the difference. Many times a business is just tempted to pay cash, only understand months later that the cash is really needed for operations.
Let me summarize the five elements for our listeners. The first thing to consider is projected sales growth. Next is managing gross margins. Third, managing overhead expenses. Next, looking at the company's payment and collection systems, including fraud prevention. And finally, assuring the right level of capital expenditures and debt structure. Chip, all of this sounds very important, but very complicated and sophisticated for a small business owner focused on running the business. How do you convince businesses to spend time on this?
It may sound cliche, but it's all too often a reality. No business owner wants to wake up on a Friday morning with no idea how they're going to make payroll or pay that mission-critical vendor. Cash flow management is something a business owner needs to work on all the time.
Chip, thank you for helping us understand more about the importance of cash management. And thanks to everyone for listening to this Pinnacle 5 podcast. All of our podcasts are archived in the Learning Center of the Pinnacle website at pnfp.com.